Fan Show, Thursday, 7 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM with your host, DJ Medi. Hey, that's me. We'll be interviewing fans, musicians from all genres and all languages, and other talents too, like photographers and videographers. We'll check out local businesses, cheap eats, and yummy treats. And also events that are happening or not happening around town. And places to go and get some fresh air. Go for a walk. And places that are still open and you can go for a shop. Although we focus on East Van, we'll be making friends everywhere and anywhere. Hi! We'll chat with skateboarders, athletes, dancers, artists, chefs, bakers, tailors, comedians, hey, you name it, we want it. See a familiar face or a familiar place right here on the Wham Bam East Van Show. Welcome to the Wham Bam East Van Show. I'm your host, DJ Medi. And we're broadcasting the audio of the show from Simon Fraser University on unceded Coast Salish territory in beautiful Burnaby, BC, which includes the Squamish, the Musqueam, the Coquitlam, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations. Today, we'll be interviewing a female barber from North Vancouver, and we also have interviews from the Bowie Ball that happened last month. So if you love David Bowie songs, catch next year's show. All right. We got lots of festivals happening this summer, and there's lots of BC bands that are heading out to Alberta to do Loud as Hell Festival in Drumheller, Alberta, July 29th to 31st. We're going to play two bands that are going there. One is Cossum, because they're awesome. They have a cover song, and you'll know what song it is as soon as you hear it. And Ophelia Falling, yes. I saw their post about the festival, so let's play them first. Here's Ophelia Falling with Savage Love right here on CJSF. Hello, Darlene. Welcome to the Wham Bam East Fan Show. Thank you so much for doing this. All right, please introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Dar Cromwell, and I am here for you. Barber, stylist, performer, hair in film, and I'm here.
Fantastic.
Saturday, Sunday only.
Now tell me about Guido's and this, we're here in Lonsdale. Can you tell me a little bit about the area?
Oh yeah, this is, shop's been here for 50 some odd years, close to 60 years, and I've been here for 16.
16? Wow.
And we love this area. It's very busy, a lot of people coming, a lot of condos and new places to live.
And it's so rare to see a female barber.
Yes, I've been married a barber in 79, and he was working at a cut above on 15th in Lonsdale underneath the high rise. And I got the idea from him to become a barber.
So I became
a barber in 89. A SEAL certified stylist, 91.
Oh, excellent. All right, now, you love local bands and musicians.
Yeah.
I know you're a great supporter. Yeah, tell me about a few.
Oh, first of all, I want to talk about my friend Joey Greco.
Yes.
Who's on YouTube. And he's been entertaining me ever since the COVID pandemic started.
The snow is falling, I walk in silence on the darkest night that I have ever seen. The sky is empty, the world has left me, but a shining star that's left for me to see.
Be like to be someone's guiding light. I wonder.
And we're back. Yeah, that was so awesome, Joey. Yeah. Cool. Okay, yeah. Now let's talk about your film, the film industry.
Yeah.
How did you get involved with that? Because you also act as well.
Yeah, I got involved with that through a good friend of mine named Sunny Dean. He actually got me into it.
Introduced
me to the agents, and I got into it. Then I became
perfect.
Into hair because I was a Red Seal.
Yes.
So,
can you talk about some of the films you were in? Not really.
No.
Okay. Okay.
Disclosure assignment stuff like this. There's a few, like The Maid.
Oh.
That was all out on the island, and that was great. I was playing the mother of a fella who was getting married in there, so. I'm just in a small scene in that show, so that was, you know, something I could talk about.
Oh, nice. Okay, perfect. And have you met any famous people?
Oh, yeah.
And have you done their hair as well?
No.
No, okay, that's okay.
I've always been a second or first assist, never a key or HOD, so.
Yeah?
That's doing mostly the performers, background performers. And, you know, some of the main stars and just the local shows, stuff like that.
Now, here at Guido's, the prices are pretty reasonable. Yeah, tell me about them.
We've got fantastic prices. For men, it's $28.58 altogether total. It's $30. Kids are $25 and seniors are $25. And for a woman's haircut, it's starting at $35 and up. We don't do like the really fancy stuff. We just do the basics.
And do you actually do the shaving part as well?
Yeah, actually we do. I'm a straight shave specialist, but haven't done it since the COVID explosion, but we are doing them in here again. And my friend over here, Ali, he is a straight shave specialist as well. So
perfect.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, Darlene, for coming on the Wham Bam East Van Show.
Awesome.
Wham Bam.
Wham Bam. Thank you, ma'am.
Yeah, yeah.
No, East Van. I had that planned. Wham Bam East Van.
And Guido's is located at 1725 Lonsdale in North Vancouver. And I was doing some research on Joey. I discovered he's also in a band called Sonic X. Here's All Been Said and Done, produced and engineered by the amazing Joey Greco.
You will sleep.
Good stuff. All right, it's time for a show promo, and then we're going to get to an interview I did with my good friends Ace and Big Mike. We went to the Bowie Ball together with my girl Stella, and before the show, we had dinner at Memphis Blues, you know, that barbecue place. And thinking about all that good food, I'm going to play the Hot Fried Chicken Show. Chick, 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 chick it out.
The Hot Fried Chicken Show. Come join Darren for a whole bunch of fun playing the best of blues, soul, funk, and reggae. Tune in every Thursday at 12 noon. Deal on CJSM. Diverse, independent, and yours. Yummy.
Welcome Ace Davidson and Mike to the Wham Bam East Fan Show. Please introduce yourselves.
Hi, I'm Ace Davidson.
And Big Mike.
Big Mike. And we're here at Memphis Blues on Commercial Drive. What did you like to eat here?
Oh, I loved everything. I was like, we had this beautiful platter, and it's just huge, and Mike's the one who recommended it, so...
Yeah.
Take it away, Mike.
Oh, you know, it's like I used to be in the business, so it's one of those things. You got to have good food, good friends, and good company when you have a good meal like that.
Perfect. Totally agree. Totally agree, yeah. Had a great time.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Okay, now let's talk about music. We're going to check out the Bowie Ball later tonight, but let's talk about the past concerts that you've been to. Wow. What's one of your memorable concerts?
I would say it was Volbeat with Godsmack. That was really the outing.
Awesome.
Oh, same one, but Alice in Chains topped it off with Tea Party and Skinny Puppy with Frontline Assembly many years ago.
Zero. Terminated.
Headpins was a very popular band back in the day, and that was a local band.
Headpins, yes.
Actually, Darby's now having a baby, so she's not doing any chores right now, but she's a great artist. I admire her, and yeah, hope the best for her and everybody else that goes with it. Yeah. It's going to be good.
Love the Headpins.
Yes.
Okay. What other concerts have you seen?
Well, back in the day, my first concert was The Clash with Billy Idol, but it wasn't Billy Idol. It was, I can't remember. That's it.
What is it?
Generation X.
Generation X.
Yes. Okay. He went solo. And he says, I'm jealous. And so he took his lead and he's on his own band. Yep. Okay. I got the opportunity to see David Bowie at the CS Moonlight Tour, and I was at the Coliseum. That was his first time ever coming back to life in the music business. And yeah, we had a great time. CS Moonlight Tour. Then after that was the Glass Barter Tour. And the other one, I can't remember what the next one was, but Learn to Crawl, I think was called. But I mean, I could be wrong on that one. But yeah, all the concerts I missed Bowie.
And then let's talk about your art.
Oh, I do a lot of art for a lot of organizations and just free art. I mean, I don't get paid for it. I just do it randomly.
Mm-hmm.
And give a smile to a people and make them happy to see my artwork.
All right, what else can we talk about? Let's,
Well, over the course of many years now, I've been working for corrections and stuff like that, but my passion is still playing airsoft and that kind of stuff. But as a bit of trivia, there's 27 albums that David Bowie did that I know of that were produced in the studios and stuff
nice.
Like that. So this is my first Bowie ball.
Yes.
I could have been there 5 years ago, but I was going to school. So do the math. So it's good time to have it. And it's first show of the year, and it's like with friends and new acquaintances and stuff.
The other concert I'm going to is Mimim now. I'm going to Johnny Reed.
Johnny Reed!
I'll be going to Johnny Reed in August, May the 3rd of this year, 2022. And I'm looking forward to it because it's going to be a smaller venue than most venues I've been to. They're huge.
I found a soul guitar at a pawn shop. It was calling out my name. I had no idea where it came from or the last time it'd been played. I said, "Mister, can you tell a little something about his life?" Said it's been in here for 5 days now, pawned by some songwriter's wife. She said it's left and it's cried, it's loved and it's lied, it's had its heart broken one too many times. It's closed down every bar it's ever gone in. Every song it plays leaves you feeling blue. I said honestly, that old guitar sure sounds like me. From the moment that I held it, I knew I'd found a friend. Something I could count on to be there right till the very end. I put it in the front seat. I couldn't wait to get back home. Cause for the first time in a long time, I didn't feel alone. You see, I've left and I've cried, I've loved and I've lied, I've had my heart broken one too many times. I've closed down every bar I've ever gone into, and every song I play leaves you feeling blue. I tell you honestly, this old guitar sure sounds like me. See, I've left and I've cried, I've loved and I've lied, I've had my heart broken one too many times. I've closed down every bar I've ever gone into, and every song I play leaves you feeling blue. I tell you honestly, this old guitar sure sounds like me.
And how do you guys know each other?
Acquaintances. Yeah, good acquaintances, and we're like-minded in our pursuit to make things go in certain ways and stuff like that.
Yeah. I had an idea for him, and we've been friends for a long time, and we stick together and we work as a team.
No, you guys
for
make
over
great
15 deal. Years, actually.
Yes,
too.
15 years. Yeah. 15 years. Yep.
Okay, perfect. Well, thanks, guys, for being on the Wham Bam East Van Show. Wham Bam.
East Van.
CJSF 90.1 FM is the campus radio station for Simon Fraser University, located on Burnaby Mountain in BC, Canada. As a campus and community station, CJSF strives to provide points of view that are rarely expressed on mainstream media. This includes music that is not the top 40 and news you will not find on the big media outlets. CJSF 90.1 FM. Diverse, independent, yours. Check us out on SoundCloud or at cjsf.ca. Just a bend in time.
And how does it feel to get up? Next, we have two interviews from the Bowie Ball, live at the time, but pre-recorded now, Rich Kotinski and Mr. Pete Fiend. But first, we're going to play a song by the Living Deadbeats. Here's Time, right here on CJSF 90.1 FM. And I do have to do a warning. Listener's discretion is advised. Let's do it. Maybe till the end of the program, just in case.
Band I used to play it. I'm kidding, they're a wonderful band.
Okay, so let's do this. Is there other bands?
There you go. I know what you need to it.
Yeah. Sure.
Talk to me later.
Okay. Daddy Issues, the band we just played.
Oh, you were that one. Yes, okay, cool.
See, no one notices a bass player, right?
Okay.
That's so, a classic line. You were in that one.
Yeah. Okay, here we go.
Ready? Yeah.
Welcome to the Wham Bam East Van Show.
Hello.
Please introduce yourself.
I'm Rich.
And you also do graphic art.
Yeah.
Yes. When did you get started in that?
when I was 6 years old.
All right.
I drew a big sailing ship.
You drew
lots of colors.
Yeah?
I drew me holding it up to my parents. They were like, wow, you should draw pictures. So I continued to draw pictures, much to my parents' dismay. And then I added music to it to make it even worse.
Okay, when did you start the music?
When I was 13.
15, okay.
13.
13. What instrument did you play?
Guitar.
Want a bit of mushrooms?
No, thanks, man. We got an interview. This is on tape.
You want me to take a picture?
No, she's taping.
Say hi.
This is Randy.
Hi, how you doing?
This is Randy from Daddy Issues, drummer.
Oh, you're the drummer. Okay, awesome.
Yeah, I was hiding.
Awesome.
Nice though.
Yeah, it was a good show.
That was a good set.
It was an awesome show. Okay, so tell me about Daddy Issues.
It's a fucked up rock and roll band.
Yeah, so tell me about your bandmates.
Betty is Betty Bathory.
Yes.
She's a wingnut.
We love Betty.
Rob is a great guitar player.
Yes.
Good buddy.
Yes.
Orchard Pickish is a very tall man who sometimes looks like a purple Russian gangster in his tracksuits, which you didn't see earlier today, but we did. All great fellas. And Randy. Randy's played with lots of bands. What's up? Yeah, of course. When did you start your show?
Last year.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Nice. Here you go. Awesome.
And how do you guys know each other? How do you know Betty?
Just for years, playing the music, different scenes.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, just old friends.
Awesome. And who picked the songs for tonight?
Betty.
Okay, it's all Betty.
Yeah, yeah, she's our illustrious leader.
Yes.
Yeah. She points and we go.
Awesome.
We just thought that people could use a break from Bowie songs at the Bowie Ball.
So. Yeah, no, it was great. It was so awesome. I love to see her perform and you guys and the bass player. Don't forget the bass player.
Don't forget the bass player.
That's right.
Motherfucker.
Thank you, Rich, for coming on the Wham Bam East Van show. Wham Bam.
East Van.
Yeah, baby.
What, we're gonna play Love Gun next?
Yeah.
Started again after COVID. I think our next show is going to be Canada Day weekend at the Canada Day weekend festival in Princeton, BC, with the Real Mackenzies and DOA and countless other amazing bands. So many I can't even count. They're countless.
Is it funny when we share everything we do or can? Dust is floating in the air, fingers running through my
Ha!
stuff is like Rebel, the Pinups album where he's doing covers, that's my favorite Bowie album of all time, because you can't lie when you're doing a cover. It tells you everything you need to know about an artist.
Okay, what are you drinking right now?
I am drinking Okanagan Springs 1516, baby. And I'm calling out Eminem, like, come on, we'll do a throwdown. You do your rap, I'll do my rap, and I'm gonna kick your ass.
All right, well, thank you so much for coming on the Wham Bam Eastbound show.
All right, oh, Linda, you're the best.
Wham Bam!
Eastbound!
Yep.
Oh, those guys are so much fun. What an amazing night. I want to thank all of my guests for participating, and I want to thank you for hanging out with me, DJ Mehdi. I'm going to leave you with Walking, Talking, Fertile Man. Do you say fertile or fertile? Anyways, it's by the Judies. We'll see you all next week. Good night.
Next up is a hip-hop show called Next Step. You're listening on CJSF 90.1 FM. This is DJ Mehdi signing out. Wham bam, East Van.